Dr. Martin, it's Bob Davis.
Oh, hi, Bob.
How is she, Doc?
Well, you know, she's lost a lot of blood.
Is she going to be okay?
She needs a transfusion, Bob. Listen, you're A positive, aren't you?
Yeah.
Well, that's great, because we're going to need your blood.
Oh, right. Look, can't someone else do it?
Bob, your wife has lost a lot of blood. She needs your blood now.
Yeah. Look, it's just I'm flat chat today.
It's your wife, Bob. There can't be any question, yes or no. It's got to be yes.
Okay. I hear you. Listen, could she hold on till Wednesday?
Hey, what's that?
It's the new McCafe coffee blend. It's delicious. Yep. You should try it. It's smoother, stronger.
No. Not what's in the cup. What's that on the cup?
Oh, it's a tear-off loyalty card. Oh. Buy 5 coffees and get 1 free.
So the 6th one's on the house?
Yeah. Well, it's on the cup.
Ah, it's on the cup.
Hey, I'm here.
G'day.
I'm here to do the Bottle Mart ad.
Okay, and that's why you're wearing the bottle costume, is it?
Yeah, I'm the Bottle Mart guy.
It's a radio ad, mate. I was going to know if you were wearing a G-string and socks in a radio ad, aren't they?
That's uncanny.
Oh!
Could you zip that up, please?
It was quite distressing out there.
Correct, Marsha. It was a totally massive storm and we had to make a life raft out of coconuts and sun chairs to get out of there.
Hi, big guy.
Hello, you.
Hey. Hi, Daddy.
How long have you been there?
Okay, Fluffy's test results are back.
Okay.
How is she, Doctor?
Well, the tumour is benign. She will need an operation to remove it.
Oh, thank God.
How much is it, Doc?
About $300.
What? $300? Well, how much to put it down?
Oh, Simon, hi. Glad you could make it. Why are you wearing a dress? It's not a fancy dress party, you know, mate. Simon's rocked up in a dress.
Yeah, I've got a complaint about my hotel room.
Too cold, sir?
Yes, the snow's pouring in through a smashed window and I've just found a dead woman running in the bathtub.
Who is it, Dad?
Oh, it's your brother. He's on the Gold Coast. Getting a surf lesson. Oh, a private lesson. From a guy named Kelly.
What is great? Come in!
Look, I'm going to stay on the rocks. My throat's killing me.
Oh, but it's perfect.
Okay, let's see. A little girl called Alice. Now, she sees a white rabbit wearing a waistcoat and follows it down a hole. She then talks to a large, crusty caterpillar. Yeah.
Find out exactly what inspired Lewis Carroll to write Alice in Wonderland.
The Queen shouts off with her head.
That's good stuff.